The latest advances in medical science and the basics have been front and center in the mind of commentator Rachel Sobel. She's just starting out life as an MD in New York City, where she's an intern. One of the first cases she worked on was right out of the textbooks, or so she thought.
We had just finished seeing our morning patients when the ER paged my team to see a patient in distress. He was a 73-year-old man with a white beard and a pot belly clutching his chest. I knew it was serious. He spoke in short sentences, gasping for air. I also noted the telltale cold sweat breaking out on his pale face. After graduating medical school in San Francisco earlier this year, I was now part of a cardiology team at a big city hospital in New York, trying to diagnose this man and save his life. Immediately, I read the electrocardiogram, which tracks his heartbeats. This is the real thing, I thought. Classic signs of a heart attack. The elevated waves on the EKG looked like tombstones. We did a blood test. It was positive. His damaged heart was leaking proteins into his bloodstream. For me, this was an exciting moment, to catch a heart attack before it kills. I knew what to look for and had found it. Every new doctor has to memorize the textbook symptoms for a heart attack, and so far this man was a perfect case study. We mobilized, up to the cath lab. In a flash, a half dozen people swarmed into the room prepping the patient. We hooked him up to thousands of dollars of equipment. Time is tissue, they say. The longer it took us to fix his heart, the more muscle would die. A specialist threaded a catheter through his groin, then squirted fluorescing dye into the blood vessels of his heart. Eureka! I saw it immediately, a near-complete blockage of an artery feeding the bottom of his heart. Into the artery went a stent that opened it right up, like a freeway opening up after a car accident. In a second, the blockage was gone. I watched his poor heart asphyxiating one moment, and the next, it was pumping away beautifully. The day had been so satisfying. This was real medicine, understanding physiology, correlating it with the patient's story and lab tests, and saving a life. But my elation was cut short. The next morning, I found out that in the middle of the night, the patient had abruptly gone downhill. His potassium rose dangerously high. His heart jumped into an irregular rhythm. By 2 a.m., he had died. In medical school, we are taught to use the principles of Occam's razor when making a diagnosis. The simplest explanation is the most likely explanation. Gather up all the data and pare it down to just one diagnosis. But in practice, medicine is not so straightforward. It is complex and humbling. There may be a few diseases occurring at one time. And even if you nail the right diagnosis, it can evolve and then elude you. After 4 years of medical school, I know my education has just begun. To be a great doctor is to put yourself in the mindset of a great chess player. Study the patient and anticipate many moves ahead.
The comments of Dr. Rachel Sobel, a medical intern in New York City.